you don't know. The other Aksham had Aksham Merubin. That's what we just saw that. When did we just see that? The Rosh Hashanah? When did we see that? Because my man in the Hagos Ashi, right? Had Aksham Merubin. Have this leaf of a wedding side, Shabbat Shabbat Lochashina. Who said so? The call Agav Madlayu had a derech nefilasa. Lo machmati. It's often a Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem, which we saw earlier in the week. Well, one second. Umutar afila ma'asas mitzvah. What's a shara tshuva from the Mil Tzedakah? What did the Mil Tzedakah say? No. What's the Mil Tzedakah? So, the kol agav madlayu hanaderech nefilasa lo machmati. It's often a Gemara Pesachim Daf Mem, which we saw earlier in the week.
What's this
doing?
One second.
Umutar afila ma'asas mitzvah. What's a shara tshuva from the Mil Tzedakah? What did the Mil Tzedakah say? No. What's the Mil Tzedakah? Yeah, it's the top of the page. Bishnas Tuf Ayin Beis. Everyone see in the Shara Tshuva, what year is Tuf Ayin Beis? 1712. Have it straight. In 1712, look at this, goes back a couple of years. Hayuk Shaman Vimeak Kotzir. Like today in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of rain. Well, not today. They had a lot of rain when they late in the season when they were harvesting. For Reina Shachitim Shekotzarnu Yomi Yomayim Achav La'at Lamatas Mitzvah Harnik Gemara V'Yaveshim Kol Tzorka. But it's not Paknu Ulai Ukein Gemara V'Yaveshim B'Shas Shoya Geshem Ala Oretz Shepasuk Arash B'Shem Mekavul Chim Adafim Mechub L'Karka. So maybe it was considered already. Became chametz while it was raining. By the way, he quotes it often in the Gemara. If you look at the Beragola, it says Raja B'tshuva, top of the page, hey, they are the Psochem Lamed Gimel. If you look back on that Lamed Gimel, the Gemara is an expression, the Achmit B'mechuber. Talk about it, by Yeshash has a kosher, a complicated sugya. We can become chametz while attached to the ground, believe it or not. He's afraid, here too. He says, nah, don't worry about it. It's such a rain, it knocks down all the wheat that it's lying along the ground, and it's as if the water can accumulate, and it's as if it's submerged. Yeah. Unless we see it clear, it's boka. If it has to split while it's attached to the ground, then it's chametz. For teirish lo tzrichu shimur, rak mishas ktsira, v'lo mishas shenigvu b'mechubar. The roll shari al tal lo matzer v'nofal aleim b'chol yom v'lo nisko b'shem parsik davazet. Wow, what about the tal? Do? Not such a big deal, he says. Only if it's a tremendous amount of liquid it gets actually submerged in. This is what the Mil Tzedakah says. Beautiful. So I'm saying, but at least Bishas Ktsira, you may need from before the Ktsira for a reason of what? Just to make sure it wasn't too dry, which you have to worry about this Shiloh. So I saw over here, in the footnote 10, there's a different Mahalach completely. But the Shiloh is, what's the getter of Shimu L'Shem Mitzvah? Is it L'Shma or Shimu Mechivus? If it's the Shema, then the Ktsira itself, yeah, why not? You could argue that way. You could say either way. But if the Pshat is what, it's only because of what? No. Only because of Shimur Michimutz. Yeah. Im ken etzem ha-Ktsira etzarech Shimur. She calls Matshe v'chubron l'shayach v'mchimutz. That's what he says. And I say maybe not. Maybe not, based on this Mishnah Berurah. Maybe the Machmir mold is a possibility, albeit remote, yes, but the possibility of chimot, which could possibly be detected more if you see it before it's detached from the ground. You can see how, you know, what it looks like. That's my suggestion to get the footnote test. So I want to see the footnote. He has his way and I have my way. Of course, in the same footnote, he talks about our next topic, which is Mayim Shelonu.
No. Shalanu means ours. Shalanu means
I thought you're both wrong. I thought they both are shalom.
No. Shalom means it's a past. It's avar. That they rested. Shalom means it's alam. It's us. Wasn't that the whole Gemara that we said your son said?
No, he said
they thought he said one way and he's really the other.
Right, but I think, let me think for a minute.
Us means Lanu. Lanu will say no, I don't love. That's how the retro rest goes. And Lanu means they rested.
The rest is also long, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
With
no.
Aminu for
Olam. How you say I, huh? My, the both shall long, no? Right. I'm pretty sure the both shall long. I don't know botany, I don't know physics, I don't know chemistry. Even Dickler I don't know too well, but you'll ask the experts, I'm pretty sure the both shall long. But let's, before we see what his discussion is, he wants to, they have to do She'iva Samayim Lishmo. Unbelievable. When you draw the water, you have to say L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. Sounds like it's wild. Let's first take a look at the one of my babies and see this Mayim Shalom story. What's it all about? Okay, please turn to my base. Rabosa, I spoke to Rabbi Schwartz this morning from the Manashevitz Bakery. It's very interesting to explain to us all these ins and outs. And see, these last, I must tell you, these last two simonim, which I didn't put specific Maramakomas on, the whole thing is all about baking matzahs. You know, all the chumras and this and that. So just look at the whole thing. If any Mishnah Brewers you have a chance to do. And that's all. I don't want to give you specific assignments. All right? We'll just leave it this way. And then we'll also have to see that we draw tomorrow with the top line deal and say, hey, I'd like to do all this if I can tomorrow. If I run out of time, we'll do it on Sunday. We'll really start Hazar, maybe in the middle of Sunday. And we'll see. Well, that's all one day at a time. See that? Mem Beis Amin Al. Omer Rav Yehuda. Isha lo tola shel b'mayim shalanu. Zokt Rashi. Shalanu balayla. B'pnei shem yimei nisen. Ooh, we need a, now, what do we need now? A geologist? What is this now?
Astronomer.
Shem yimei nisen hamo mayonos chamin. Shadayin yimosak shamamein. Kidamrina b'mei b'shoyim. Yimosak shamim chamam ha'alechas b'shipulo shlerakia. Lefika kala olam tzone umayonos chamin hilchach malinon balayla umitzdanin. You pick it up from the, take it away from the spring, so if, and you put it in a bucket, and now it's going to come cold. So what's the Gemara say? Unbelievable. The Gemara says, so you see, she in Hebrew, zemadach. At least it's not in Hebrew. At least they would say it in, what do we call it, in English? It was a combination of Aramaic or some other language plus Hebrew. So what did he say? Rosha marmasna de papunya lemachar icy kuli alma chatzvayu v'asalagabei v'amurle havlon maya. Give us water, Rashi says. Darsha marmasna beloshan hakodesh. Shem v'darshin u'gesruin hashom and shemayim shalohu omer. Maya is my, oh you. I have a monopoly on water. Only my water. You can only use my water. $10, $9.90 for you. I have a discount. $9.90 a bucket, and only my water is kosher for matzah. It's a pretty good deal. But he was honest. See what he could have made a racket on me? See what he could have done? Tzadikim out of the Gedolei Yisrael were? No, he said, that's not what it means. I'm a little anav b'maya de bisu army. Bisu is sleep, literally. Tagma shalanu. It's de bisu. Water was slept, literally. It slept overnight in a bucket, not in the maya. Yeah? Amri Dorish Rava Isha lo tolish mechama Rashi lefisha chom ha-shemesh mechama. Sunlight, very warm. Lo mechame chama, not with water which has been exposed to the sun. Rashi lefisha mechama, koshin mechame. Obviously, you use hot water from the tank. For sure not. Lo b'mayim ha-grufin min ha-mulia Rashi dut godo shon nechoshes v'toli ala ur. Kol shav unuchushto ava vafiluk shenchem or mayim shebeshulav kamelo poshin. See the hot or at least lukewarm. We shouldn't use that either. V'lo takbia yada min atana rachetig moros kol apas. Rashi kolom ateo seges bebotzek kol shav. Every minute you shouldn't leave it 1 minute without some kind of an asek all the time. Not 18 minutes, not even 1 minute. Should always be kneading the dough. 1 second. We'll get to it, we'll see. Patient, we'll get to it. We'll tell them to do it. We'll show the Gemara. Bring a Gemara with you, Shulchan Aruch. Utzricha shnei kelim. Rashi. One for the water going into the matzis. It gets hot from touching the hot matzis, and you have to cool it off in a different bucket. She didn't do what she was supposed to do. She went against the rules and regulations. What's it in? So Rashi's bechamet. She used hot water. Mar sutra mar mutter. Ravashi mar osu. Machlekes. Omra mar sutra mar no amin lo detanya en losasin asor be pesa. Just learned it. Vim losas nisbaku asor nisbaku mutara. See here too? Rashi lo nisbaku mutara safagab detanya en losin hochin amin lo shna hov. Va anu roish lo hekmit. Shein sham lo simani sir lo simani siduk. That's the third parak. You know, these cracks in the which are in the dough, which indicate that if you don't see it, it's mutter. Rabbi Ashiyama, no. Atu kula chada machita machtim is a famous expression. Atu kula b'chada machta machtim, you put everything into the same pot. Rashi says, kulum ariga achas arigosam. Should the b'chada yisur, the rabbonan tanei mabam mutter b'achila boyas the name of the name of kulu? Who said? Eched itmar itmar. If we were afraid that Mayim Shalolano was chametz, you would never allow, or Mayim, even Chanan is chametz, you would never allow Ptekel Shalnachim. I don't know what kind of water they use for their kneading of the dough. It's a knot from the Rabbanim. You have to do it with the Chathila means do everything you possibly can to minimize to the absolute zero level the possibility of chametz. But if you didn't, it's still a 0.0001 chance of chametz. It's not something to be matterin. But if you're over the knot, you're over the Takanas Chazal, and he used Mayim Shalom Lanu, boom, we have it. That's the Rashi does Pshat. Oh. Now we have to turn to the Rosh of Osai. Let's see what the Rosh says. Okay? See, I saw you. Two Roshes, right? Lamed and Lamed. Yes?
Why should Rashi say that
No, it does speed it up a little bit, but presumably you did a very fast job. Instead of 18 minutes, it would be 15 minutes. You did it in 2 minutes. Please turn to the Rosh if you don't mind. Okay. Koser Rabbeinu Abiyo Ezri. Now we start the top of page Kuf Chav Ches. It's the Rabbi Yo quoted by the Rosh. Top of Kuf Chav Ches. Lefi Tam Zeh. According to Rashi's Shita, Hashoe Babokor Menichan Ad Erev Shaper Dami. No difference whether you draw the water at night and use it the next morning, or draw the water in the morning and use it at night. 12 hours, I guess, that's it. Lana doesn't necessarily have to sleep overnight. Water doesn't sleep. It's 12 hours, because after all, the heating is not the sun. According to Rashi, what's the heating? Geothermic heat. Right? It's coming from under the ground. Yeah? The eagle of Meimar, the hochi of it, the papunya. That's how they did it. What does it mean? The sun is in China, which is the other side of the earth. Ramina and the Kamon of Tzadidalam and Beit, Shenir and Divrayim. See, the rabbis constantly the goyim against themselves. See, that's intellectual honesty. We learned this one day. Didn't we learn that day one day? What about the meal, the parts of the time? We'll get to that later. Comes up again over here with the Shia meal. That's Tzadidalam. Hilkach Eilem Takona, Ela Shaloyu Balayla Bechuber. Utizah Shoven Betchilas Halayla, mutar miyat. A completely different approach going to the array. Not they have to have 12 hours in a bucket. Right, what do you need? You need that it shouldn't be have passed through the night in the mayan if you want to use it in the morning. If you want to do the she'iva at sunset, it's okay. Because since this was in the mayan is exposed to China, so I don't understand this. And China had no sun until the last 12 hours. And therefore, but also the shoava nachas kilas alad, because you're afraid the sun would hit China. Don't forget, they used to bake their matzahs in Erev Pesach, remember? Erev Pesach, the matzahs. They'd fill it up the night before. Shemayonos uboros roschin avolo nahoros. Better to get it from the river, which is cooler. Tanya beperek misha yatame, abarabo shvilin achama malechas nisin v'ir sivin achama malechas v'horim. Amal shebenisin ena malechas v'mayim. So the water of the river is cold. Kasa v'shuas Rashi, and lash the v'mayim shechlanu shechashu chachamim the roa v'yoros she'en lehem mei boros ube'eros. Again, she'en lehem ele mei boros ube'eros beis hanovim she'en rosim u'mashem idvorov nehoros leka lemecha shlemidi. Unbelievable. Shuvas Rashi, Rashi l'shitasa. It's only a problem with a deep spring. Because according to Rashi, the deep springs, listen carefully, the deep springs are near the geothermic heat. Whatever that means. But the rivers are relatively close to the surface. So according to Rashi, the whole din of Mayim Shalom does not apply to river water. Bichlal not. Umiyu and Lifro together shall the Rishonim. It is the don't be poor together the Rishonim. Big problem, Rabbi Osai. Why wasn't Rashi worried about the sun? The Mayan is covered. It's not exposed, we understand. But if the Gemara says you shouldn't use water that's exposed to the sun, yes?
Well, maybe Rashi is talking about an older one. I was going to ask about us. What's an older shot by us? I mean, the water's freezing outside. In Iraq or in Palestine, wherever it was warm water.
Maybe you're right.
It's 25, 30 degrees.
Maybe you're right.
So I'm just curious, why do we have a minute today?
Mayan Shalana?
Yeah. If you turn the tap water, you'll notice it's freezing. And also, you put ice inside. You don't get to bother leaving it out 20 hours. Uh-huh. Put ice inside, put it in the freezer for a few hours. It works just as well.
Same reason it's the repository.
I don't know. Let's find out if they do. Maybe I'm sure by the charade that they don't use the trick.
Well,
maybe.
I don't have a well. They could have to use a well, not even tap water. It's not the well. That's what they did in the hike.
Okay, fine. Good. Let's find out. We'll get there on Monday, but then we'll find out what's going on. Now, that's Simon, Lamed. Now, by the way, in Agos Ashri, he says, Umayim Shalalonu Shin is battle the top Mayim Shalonu, Hov and his battle called Lisha Hutru. It's battle Barov. Because even though, as long as most of it is cold, even though some of it is a little warmer, not so bad. Now, in Simon Lamed Aleph, a few things. The Pirish Rashi, in the fourth end of the fourth wide line, please. Will the Pirish Rashi look inside? Im Avra v'losha v'mayim shalo lonu mutter. The Baha'lami boyele. The whole shadow of the Gemara is on Mayim Chamim. Rashi is in Befeb. It's very pointedly it's only by Mayim Chamim. Okay? But it's not worried about Mayim Shalonu b'diyevet. Who will listen to Rabbi Yudah Mashman Haki to come on Ishlo Talash Adab Mayim Shalonu. Even with the Yevet, Yosef Mashpek and Pirish Rashi. Thinks Rashi is right, etc. Now the last one, like before the indentation. Kosev Avio Ezri, Dafka Ovra Veloshev Emezid, Dumi the Ovar Veof of a Perak Shade of the Pesachos Yontif, of a Vishav Perakira, Aval b'shogeg lo. B'shogeg lo. Says the Rosh, B'loshen Rashi Mashma, Afilu b'shogeg, it's still asr. Shapirish, Ara b'loshen b'chamin asr. Why? The krova l'mezidi. V'lo dami l'mtsekel shal nachan dama asr, v'adam amal kres amen, da'acha b'inan l'miklis ad arba ad rabbonah. And he interprets Pshana Rashi, the Sifkot Nalaf, the Korban, the Talaf, spells it out, v'ayna de katsinan shogeg atu mezid. That's how it's Pshana Rashi. I didn't learn that way, but that's how the Rosh comes Pshana Rashi. Katsina shogeg atu mezid. V'gam mashim b'dvorav da'asr b'achila mishim chimutz. Afim yochol kazayas matzah v'achrona. The garam b'tzekel shenachan. That's why it's no good for the matzah for the seder. It's no good all eight days. Ah, well, about eat the custom, no. Hani mili the matzah mishum meres. Umayim shalom and amin the matzah mishum meres. Only for the shmur matzah for the seder. Ah, well, achila shari. The kavla b'tzekel shenachan. Look, it's why is it any worse than b'tzekel shenachan? You could take a chrayas and use mayim shalom and the goy? Huh? So of course, the Ushayn goes stop. Of course, if you see there's no simd of chimutz. Says the Rosh, below Nehirali, he called Heicha the Ikal and Mechash Mishim Chimutz, and the Chalek Ben Kazayas Matzah, Lishar Achila. By the way, who's this against? Who's this against, David? Who's against? We just saw it sheared. Who's against this? Who is against this on the Rosh? They're right. The Meshech Chochma is Pshat and the Rosh from the Rambam. That they learned that even with respect to Chimutz is a distinction between the Seder night and everything else. Because the remotest Chashash and the problem by the Seder, but even the tiniest Chashash, you will be, it's an onus. You don't have the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Whereas all Pesach long, it's only a matter of the Lav, no Asay. Then he says, no. So that could be Pshat and this we show like the Meshech Chochma. Oh, finally, this is very, very, very important. Very important. This is, I think, of the riff. This quote from the riff. You shouldn't knead the dough in the sun. Again, that's certainly aser. El afilu lemesav tuti rakia aser biyoma deiva. And if it's a cloudy day, it can't be anywhere under the sky. Afa gad lo nafla shimsha ba'uduchta. My timer. Why? Yoma de'iva kule shimsha. The Gemara says that a cloudy day, not the fact that there's no sun, a cloudy day, everything is sunny. What does that mean? I mean, I'm not sure whether you have to get a meteorologist now. We have every possible science, right? That's a Gemara in Yuma. Right? Yoma de'iva kule shimsha. Not sure what that means exactly. So the chumra is in a cloudy day that you shouldn't even put do it anywhere under the sky. Okay, but that comes the most important halacha of all, which is this is one of the most serious, you know, issues when it comes to needing to making our matzahs today. Maybe even the most serious. I don't know the most. Certainly one of the most. The last few words in the Perek and the Rosh. V'chein yiroi. She'ein nochon lolush korov letanur mipnei chom ha'esh. That's a serious matter. What does that mean? What that means is, if you should not knead the dough when it's hot. Because when it's hot, things go quicker. It rises much more quickly. That's one of the major problems that Mishnah Berurah talks about. We'll see it. That was two simonim. People are lazy, you know. The person has the stuff near the oven. It starts talking to a friend, you know, what are you doing? Take it out, blah, 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 b-wall. For a minute, the dough is standing at the mouth of the oven. Gewalt!
If bakeries, all them are on the sticks there. The sticks lined up.
Right. So you have to make sure when once it gets on the stick and it's near the front, mouth of the oven, whoo! Right in.
Not all the time they do that.
That's what Mr. Brewer screams about that. We'll see you at the Mr. Brewer tomorrow. I want to tell you, Yoma the Eva Kula Shimsha is a Gemara in Yuma of Chav Chesem at Beis towards the bottom. Rashi explains, Achama Bokas B'chol Mokom. And therefore, it's naftamina for drying out, tanning hides, and for mayim shalonim. Quotes over here, quotes naftamina the Darash Rava, Isha lo talash lo b'chama lo b'chama But and if it's a cloudy day, everything is going to be us. That's what he quotes. The Gemara Yuma Daf Kof Kesef Beis quotes this din. We'll have to stop here. Mishum tomorrow, we'll finish up those two simanim as much as we can for the Lord of the Sugya tomorrow. Okay? Shiur tomorrow at 10:45. Yeah, Thursday. Talking about the oaths. The oaths. He said after any of your problems. They have to up in arms against the oath story. He's going to send me his literature, but he's going to send it to me. Probably going to have to pay some, I guess. But I'll tell you about it. Yeah, I'll tell you about it when it comes. But he was very, great. Thank you very much for the phone call, for the interest. He sends regards to the Dubinsky family. I told him that's how I got the number. And very nice man. Okay, but I forgot to ask him, but you just asked me about the mutation. If iceberg is a mutation, what is it? What does it mean? And then I asked him what the halach is. Can you go through the mutation?
What
is that endos? He said, endos, that's what I call about endos. He says, yeah, endos is okay. That's probably, he said, what is ulshin endos? If you look at ulshin, it's an endivy. So? Endivy, you saw that? Who says endivy? Somebody. The Gemara, endivy. Endivy, as we're looking for Rashi in the Gemara. Hindavi sounds very much like endos. So presumably it's endos. So that's what the guy from Banana was asking about. Is it good? Is it no good? And probably endos are a little bit bitter. Have I ever eaten endos here? Anyone in this room ever? Is it bitter?
No.
Not bitter. No.
Okay.
Well, we'll get to that later. We'll talk about that later. Rabotzi, we have a lot to do today, and whatever if we can't finish it today, we'll do it on Sunday. We're also going to talk Hazar on Sunday. And early she is 10 o'clock on Sunday. So we have a lot of things to do on Sunday, okay? So it's Shia 10 o'clock. We'll see after today how much we have to be left to go, and then whatever we won't have left to go do in Chazara. Monday's trip day, no Shia Monday at all. Schedule as follows. We're leaving here at 9 o'clock, as sharp as possible, because we have to really supposed to be there by 10, in Borough Park. We're not going to the Shat, we're going to the Charedim. Charedim, where we get our matzahs from. 4312, New Utrecht, there. Anyone comes to wants to go straight to Brooklyn? Meet us there. 4312, that's what I wrote down. Okay, 4312, New Utrecht. I also be in Brooklyn to go straight. Well, our schedule is we're supposed to be there from 10 to 11, approximately. 11, we get into our cars, our fleet, and we go straight to the Battery Tunnel and the Holland Tunnel, spend the trip, and we go to the Minor Shabbat, so we do between 11:30, quarter to 12. We'll spend there till around 1, I'm just guessing, and then we'll come home. And I guess we'll get Dava Mincha, and then you're free to go. No Shia on Monday. Okay? Can't have everything. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we complete the Chazar. And Wednesday morning, I give out the Bechinas. Take home. You keep busy over Pesach, out of trouble. Okay? And you'll give it back when you give it back. But I really must insist that whoever owes me Bechinas from the past, that really is not. It's Baal Ta'ach, it's Sholosh Regolem. I mean, it's good to say it in Pesach. The first regular. Both the Shema, then I say. I'll call Kwan, let's go. Have we got a Mishnah Brewer, please? We're Mishnah Brewer Town again today. Here's one. Please, someone take a Mishnah Brewer. Here, Here's another one. Here, someone take the big one. Please. Someone take the big Mishnah Brewer. Somebody. Here's mine. Should be another Mishnah Brewer under the pile here? No, there isn't. Ah, any Mishnah Brewers here? That's yours, okay. This is complete, let me see it. Well, that's right, don't mind. All right, let's count them today.
You didn't sign up? Put in Alicia.
No cards.
Alicia
Heff is coming? So far, I have 22 people in one car. Yeah, but I mean, okay. Man, what's the story? Well, you're not sure they can go. So on Monday. Yeah, I'm saying, so you're not sure. You're not sure, okay. Very good. Just want to know if there's a possibility. There's no possibility, then I have to maybe look for the van. Should we try with a van? I don't know who deals with vans. Do they give it to you or do they give a hard time?
What?
Vans. How do you get
it?
And he can get us a van? Does it cost money for the yeshiva?
Not
that's a wife. We'll try to manage ourselves. Okay.
No. We did the whole day, right?
Okay. Let's go. We start talking about Mayim Shalonu yesterday. We have to see it in the Rosh and in the Mishnah Berurah. Start, open to the Rosh, please. That's our base, and then we'll go back and forth to the Mishnah Berurah. Simon Lamed is about Mayim Shalonu. We already pointed out Machlokos in Rashi and Rabbeleza Mimitz. What's pshat? Is the pshat that the underground sources of water are heated with geothermic heat from within the Mayanos, and therefore as a result of that there's really no difference between day and night. It's a matter of 12 hours. Let's take it out and let it cool for 12 hours. And of course, if that's true, then Mayan Naharos, river water, which is not subject to so much geothermic heat, and not going to be able to talk. Where are you? You didn't sign off? I'm going to make it on Monday.
Thank you.
Fair day. Doesn't say Kitov on Monday. It's just looking at the inspiration. Okay, it's a bad day. Again. So river water, according to Rashi, shouldn't be a problem at all. And the only reason why we do Mayim Shalonu by river water is to ain't lifrel gedrin shall be shown him. Otherwise, you really wouldn't have to have it at all. The Korban Asadol, I asked to see the first one, Os Samach, asks a question. Inami van Horos Tzonanim heim Meshirochku Mimokom de Viyosav and Eskara Mechines Olam. Kosh Shapirish Rashi come on. Mayonis Tzonanim en lo pamayim no pushen and Tzonanim biyom yos vi bolayla. Shrek the Korban Asadol Yach al pi shemei an Horos Chaman heim Yosef biyom yos vi bolayla v'chom ha-kayit rekti. Carbon is saddle. Isn't the reason why it's hotter by day? Why? Because of the what? Because of the Mayanus, the geothermic heat? No. Different reason, he says. Zem ifnei sherochlu mimokom nevi osan v'nischamu v'chom ha'olam. All right, so in other words, it's colder. What he's trying to say over here is that it's true the river water is a little bit warmer in the summer than in the winter. It's nothing to do with the underground source. It's all because it's what's hot or cold outside. That's all. So that doesn't impact on our inyan. I have only a different problem in that why in the world are you allowed to use river water? I mentioned this yesterday. It's exposed to the sun. So lo and behold, I open up the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look, please. It's in the Tuf Nun Hay. Siv Katan Gimel. The Mechaber says, and Lashon of Mayim Shalonu Ben Shem Beboros and Mayonis Ben Shem Ein Ahoros. Mishnah Berurah of Kod Gimel. Av Shein and Mshachem Mi Mayonis Lo Shaychi At Hamash Shekhov Savdu about the geothermic heat. Mikol Makom Yesh Lahachmer Gam Bazeh Letzalan. And why? Lepi Shehiko Aleim Chom Hashemesh Bayom and Itzchamamah. That's exactly what I said. Sharatin is, well, maybe the Chamash Atachas HaKarka also has an impact. But what I said, that's exactly the reason we have to be machmir. Yeah. Now, of course, so why don't we say it's osur mamish? Chamei chama. What's chamei chama mean? The Gemara's a lashon over here on that Mem Beis and Aleph. Gemara says, Yish lo tosh lo b'chama v'lo b'chamei chama. What does chamei chama mean? Water which is heated up by the sun. Right? So Rashi, Mayim Shuchmu Bechama. So why he said the river water is Mayim Shuchmu Bechama? The answer is Pashut. After Huchmu Bechama. That's any water which is in the sun. Only water which is heated in the sun. How hot is hot? That's the question. Me, I think boiling hot. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Gotten Yud, the Ramah speaks about him, Lo Echnisna V'Hashkama Emlo Omtukol Kach Atcha Huchmu Eno Mazik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's considered hot? Sivkot Yud. From Nasu Poshrim Kuch Mudami. Kitakabesiv Gimel. If it's Poshrim, if it's lukewarm, then it's already a problem. What's Poshrim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, remember Sivkot Yud? The last two lines in the second column, page 102. U Poshrim Nikra Kshinasu Kachamimus Harok. How hot is Chamimus Harok? Nu, Dakta? Nu? That's right, 98.6. I assume so. Body temperature. No? Excuse me? So if it's 98.6 approximately, then, all right. Okay. Then, Rabosai, it's considered to be already Huchmu. But there's no river in the world that's 99 degrees that I know about, even in the peak of summer. The river water should be 99 degrees. Nah, not shy. Nah, never 99 degrees. Not shy. That's why right over here, because even if it's the end of the summer, sun all day, it's not going to be that hot. So if that's the case, the whole idea of kisui, of covering the water, the sun shouldn't hit it, which the Shulchan Aruch speaks about, that's only lechatchila. So it says over here. The Ramah says, so Kula was saying that's only lechatchila. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. It's really only a din lechatchila, it's not ma'akev, because it's not going to be that hot. How much could the sun have heated it again? Lechatchila. But I don't understand one thing which I can't figure out, that's the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis. To me, it's a plea. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you use hot water, it's awesome. And even poshim is us. Tell the Mishnah Lamed Beis, poshim, the hainu chachamim is arok, which we already saw already. That's okay. Oh, kimayim sheshoavim b'kayitz min hanor. Water you take from the river in the summer. Water you take from the river in the summer is considered poshim. Where did that come from? That's much, much cooler than chachamim is arok. Well, it's 99, 98, 97, 96, 90. It's no way. What? It's someone they'll tell you, you know, for those who want to go swimming. The water temperature is 70, 75. It's already the peak, been 100 degrees for 3 days. So the water temperature is 70-something degrees. That's it. I don't ever hear it's 80. Don't think so. You ever hear these things on the radio? I don't remember ever hearing the word 80 when it comes to water temperature. I don't remember, ever. So, what do you get? So I don't understand this Torah Mazda. We have to ask the scientists of any persuasion. Where does Mishnah Berurah come off to compare Shuvim B'Kayetz Min Hanor to Chamim Sarov? Where do you get it from? Looks like you look at the Lushi Yisra, the Prichodesh. I don't know what they say. I see it. That's just a kasha. Don't understand. Calls on the Pishitas Rashi. Now, Rabbi Ol said, is there Rabbi Lezni Mivitz? What does he say? No, it's the sun. The power of the sun is at night is on the other side of the ground, in China somewhere. Had an impact on the underground sources. So the Rosh quotes the minig. What's the minig Yisrael? He says. What's the minig Yisrael? Minig kasha by the little tzaddik. Uminig kasha l'vishonim shiyum malin also min anaras betchilas lelavosa shemayonas uboros roskim and below anaras. You have alamailas. You have the river, and it's just the time of night. So you have alamailas. Number one, it's rivers. Quote the Rashi is good even at any time, on any certain. You don't even have to wait 12 hours. Quote the Rashi, river water doesn't need a 12-hour wait. And even according to the Shitas Ha'Yireim, it's also okay because it only gets the underground is only impacted on by the sun of the other China, not the sun of America. Don't sound science. That's what he says. So we mutter the chuli alma right away. Nevertheless, even if they do that, they still wait 12 hours. Even though according to the Pasha, if you take them to Mayonis at sunset, you shouldn't have to wait at all. Bein l'Rashi, bein l'Aram. I'm about peak and they wait 12 hours. That's the minute kosher, which is found. Fine. Very good. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, the Pharisee. It says, Meboros, Mayonis, Nahara. It doesn't say the Pharisee's minute kosher to take only from the Naharos. I don't see it anyway. Okay. Fine. Now, the Gemara is a Shaila Rabosai B'diyevet. What's it did? So Rashi said, B'diyevet, it only refers to the Mayim Chamin, not to the Mayim Shalolon. The Rift disagrees, but the Rift had a different girsa, that's the Karbon Asana points out. Hoskuf, Lo b'mayim guf pirish of alfas mayim shenishim u'be'olso yom, which means mayim shalol lanu. And therefore, since it's obvious from later on, that's part of the bio, chama, chamin, and mayim gufim. So therefore, going to the Rif, when the Gemara later on says it's also even the Yev, it has to refer to mayim shalol, that's what's one day in the Mechaber. It's offered to the Mechaber, please, please. The Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Line 3. Word 3. How do I get this? It's all the threes. Siv Gimel, line 3, word 3. Vim Ovar, Velosh, Pein Ve'elu, Pein Ve'mayim Shalom, Lanu, is awesome. At Shit Asarif, based on his Girsa. V'yesh Cholkom Atim, Velosh, Ve'mayim Shalom, that's Rashi. According to his Girsa. It's a Machlokas and Girsos. It's called Machlokas, it's both. What about the Shoge? We saw yesterday a whole Shaila, Machlokas and Rishon, we saw in the Rosh. Here again it's a Shaila, and 2 days to Machlokas. Machlokas says, V'yesh Omrim to b'shogeg mutter u'v'shasatzchak esh nismach aleim. But the chatchila not. Because after all, it's a major shayla. Take a look, I mentioned the Korban Atal yesterday. It's a host Aleph. Can't see the shogeg who made it. So the shogeg should also be asked according to Shitas Rashi, would appear. And yet others disagree. Now the Rav Yoz Mekel and Hagos Oshri says, what are you kidding? You can't make a chiluk of a shogeg made it over here. Because the chashash chimutz. What is yesterday? I make a car and the brakes don't work. Okay, but it was a shogeg. Okay, so go drive the car. Now, what kind of crazy thing is that? It's going to be over in Sakari. So what do you mean? It's a shogeg. So the answer we gave yesterday was that Shash is remote. Very, very remote. It's not going to be chomet. Chazal and Medaktik to make it as careful as you possibly can be. As possibly can be. Some say they made a knas if you didn't do it. That's part of the shmarta. So we saw a shmarta and we mentioned, look at the Mishnah Berurah of Kodem Chav Gimel over here. So Kodem Chav Gimel, the matzah shel mitzvah, the Ramah said that you should take the special water for matzah shel mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'yom v'shas ha'shiva l'shayim matzah mitzvah. When you draw the water, Rabbeinu Shalom, when you draw the water, why? Because you know, if it's not drawn water, it's not going to stay for 12 hours, it'll be a little bit warmer. It may cause chimutz. So you have to try, that's also part of the Vishmat and Mesamatzis. So that's why some say, since it's only a chumra b'yalma, it's not really a significant chance. So Vishoga, they will make them. I think you have to answer the kasha of that goes. It's the only way out. Okay? Fine. What happens if a person only has Mayim Shalom? That's what Vishoga made. It's all he had. So what do you do then? The Mishnah Berurah says, Lamed Vav, Kosva Achronim. The Ramah said of a person that is over, Velosh, Mayim Shalom, so it's all right. Even the maid. Dafka, Mavar Velosh, B'di Evid. Aval Lechatchila. That's the Shogun, not the maid. Aval Lechatchila, Lolosh Bem Osir, Afilu Eilo Mayim Achayim. So what do you eat? The Eel Pesach. Potatoes. The Yochel, the Pesach, the Ron Achayim. That's it. She survived with no matzah. Om number Lala Rishono. Kedeshlo Yavata. Let's say the Raisa. Yeshlo Hakel Lolosh. If you only water Shalom on the surface, the midst of the Raisa, matzah, it's significant enough that we should be forego the Chur of Mayim Shalom. What about Lala Shani? I'm just worried. He said, no, it's a small chashash. The only we're worried about it by the matzah mitzvah. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, the Bir Aleph in Sif Aleph. Dibra Maskel, Biba Oz. When exactly do you do the Shiva Samai? To the Chabad and say when? You saw when also Biba Oz, yo. Any time by day? Why not? Yom, Moshe Bavur died to the Beis Yosef, and look at Agro, Bichodesh, and Mordechai. And therefore, the Shas of Chak, Toch, Tzaz, Tochak, you can do it any time with your Mayom Gadol. Yeah. No, to wait until the next day. To wait until the next day. Only there are more Machmir. Why is there are more Machmir? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Tzivkot Dalit, the reason for the Chumas of Ramah, so the Chachila Roy, page 102, the Nocho, it's on a new page, the Shav and the Bein HaShemosh, Machsh, today she had started on Mayim and Mechuber, Yud Bein Shoz, Bayom, Shem Ayon is on in the Bayom, and then Yud Bein Shoz, Bavir, Balayla. Oh, so it's better to have a 24-hour cooling off period. That's the Chumas of Ramah. But Meshi Yeshu L'Chav is Bein HaShemoshes, Mamesh, Rashor L'Shov, V'Samach L'Bein HaShemoshes. Bein L'Ochel L'Chatkil L'Shov V'Bahar V'Yom Odyo. The Koshke, Shlo L'Achel L'Shov V'Chatkis L'Layla. Forget it, it's starting to heat up and cook it up in the Mayonis there. The Bilof explains, Dad, Masha, Kosa, Brago, Song, Bein HaShemoshes, Lava das of the Chabad Kosuke. And the Dat Atru, Moshe Bavua, Bedarke. Oops, Moshe. 2 pages later. Avala Machaber, Mutal the Chatkila, Losho Beyom, Bechol Shoshi Yirta. Uvavachi Yam, Timidlosh, Bemad Lamocha. Moshe Bavua died to the Beis Yosef, Chen Klok of Agro, Bechodesh, and Mordechai. And therefore, the Shas of Chak, Doch, Tzaz, Dochak. You can do it anytime with Yom Hayom Gadol. Yeah. No, to wait until the next day. To wait until the next day. Only there are more machmir. Why is there are more machmir? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Tzivkot Dalit, the reason for the Chumas of Ramah, so the Chatkila Roy, page 102, the Nocho, it's on a new page, the Shav and the Bein HaShemosh, Machsh, Kadesh Yud Stanu Amayim and Mechuber, Yud Bein Shoz, Bayom, Shem Ayon is on in the Bayom, and then Yud Bein Shoz, Bavir, Balayla. Oh, so it's better to have a 24-hour cooling off period. That's the Chumas of Ramah. But Meshi Yeshu L'Chav is Bein HaShemoshes, Mamesh, Rashor L'Shov, V'Samach L'Bein HaShemoshes. Bein L'Ochel L'Chatkil L'Shov, V'Bahar V'Yom Odyo. The Koshkin, Shlo L'Achel L'Shov, V'Chatkis L'Layla. Forget it, it's starting to heat up and cook it up in the Mayonis there. V'Kongo B'Diyeved, Shadish V'Har V'Yom Odyo, Ein L'Achmer. V'Yom L'Ochel L'Chatkil L'Achel L'Inus L'Layla. I am Bein L'Ochel. Kainim Shava Malala Kodem Chatzos Mutalash Malach Lachatila Akhtalam Jibbe Shaz Mishash Shavu. Wow. He's making the Chatzos. Why? It takes a while for the real to get cooking. So that's a cool. I wouldn't say that's cool. I'm not sure the mocker is. He quotes the Bach. I don't know where he got it from. Who says this? I don't know. We have to wait 12 hours. Don't look at the Chok. Let's look at the Chok Yaakov. See for a minute where he got it from. That's a cool which is not clear that it should be so. Because after all, it's heating up in the Mayonos. How do you know if it's enough to wait 12 hours even though it was heated up? Let's look at the Chok Yaakov. Hold on a second. Doesn't say it. The word chato is not even found over here. It's an achat chilas halayla. I'm not sure the word chato comes from. It's not in the Chok Yaakov. Maybe it's the Ba. Or this other word. I don't know. I'm not sure where that part of what comes from. Okay. That's what it says. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Siv Beis. The Mechaber. Yesh Omer Meshemayim Shemachunasim the cistern. It's a reservoir, basically, no? Mutta lolosh rem samach l'shivosam ve'en l'hokol b'davar em lobe shatatcha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, wait a minute, it's not so posh that our cisterns are even included in this category, our reservoirs. What does it say? Chavot, cisterna, u'min be'er aboni tachta v'shivosam v'gal namala u'machusa. It's covered on all sides. Frem kim v'chunosam v'kli. It's literally six sides that are have their own walls. Perfect. Cold storage. Still, but despite that, he said you shouldn't rely on the seventh edition of Shatat Chak. Why? Mishnah Berurah. Sherei Onu Roin, Shamayim, Shebesocho, Ein Otzon, and Klal. Nope, it seems not cold. That's what it says. The Chorah, yeah. Yes, I was wondering about. The Eshloma came and Shabinyan Mechuba Lekarka, after Merutzim, Mekom, 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 Hashemesh. Shemahalach, Mitachas, Akarka. Somehow or other, the China sun is going to get it through the ground. I don't understand how that works exactly. Don't know. So can't serve lina like shamemus and lovish has a tzach. The call of Abishena Mayim Nova mitachas a ritzba. Avlam Nova the talk of mitachas a ritzba. Or she is still on the shove of Mayim the soch of Thomas more a rare casting. She shove of Thomas the soch of Menat Sinoros. Ein loch of Abishena tzach. She a Mayim the soch of Binyan mischavim and Mayim she bekaka. It's our reservoir. The water's coming in from the water from the ground. Mayim she be plump. What's a plump? Take out the lamas. What's a plump? Vaday ain the hokel. I feel the bash as a track, sure ain the chusa rakun the mala, the lobe of the mata prima donabis. It's just the water just exposed. That's our tap water. So you have to ask for the tap water. I had a chush that it's so freezing. What's that?
Our tap water.
All right, but the question is, I don't know. I have to ask the post what they say about the tap water. The Tash, we should say, that tap water is so cold. Mama, you can't put your hand in it so cold to talk. I should be willing, you should don't need to leave it. I don't know. I'm told that some bakeries take tap water and let it wait 12 hours. And some take well water. They have a well and let it wait for 12 hours. We'll see. We'll get to the factories on Monday. We'll find out what's going on. Okay, good. Siv Dalit, Rabbi Osai. Mayim shalolano, shen is batlu chavetcher, mayim shalolano is loshen, we saw this already a little bit yesterday, that if it's batlu, if you follow the majority. The halacha says, umayim chaman oposhim, shen is arva ba'arvi mayim tzonanim, ad shen is tzananu. What's it then over here? Not lolano, but it's actually hot or lukewarm. So he quotes many poskim or amekel, this batlu, and many poskim or amachmir. I don't know, it's a 4-on-4 or something like that. So the chatchili you still shouldn't rely upon it. No, if it's mayim shalolon, that's not really hot. So it's batel berov, but hot, really hot water, or even lukewarm, it might be a shayla. Before we go to the next part, which is the Rosh Laman Aleph, we never really looked at the Rosh Chav Gimel. I just wanted to just for a minute show it to you. It was on the Maram HaKomis a few weeks ago. Didn't really look too carefully. Start the last line of Amanala. Where it says, Uva Ashkenaz, Nogush Loditan Melach Bitas Matam. They don't put any salt in the batter, in the dough. Why? There's no time. Page 254. Lemidic. So it says the Shabbos Ayatess. That's wrong. The Yesh Omrim, second line. The Malicha Kiroseya, the Klal in Yoredeya, Malicha Kiroseya, Midi Dehavi Achami Chama, Shin Loshin Bem, Gamocha Nami HaMelech Mechamim Tsa, etc. This din is found in Shulchan Aruch. So what do we do? It's Simen Tuf Nun Hei, our Simen, by Mayim Shalonu. So in Sif Hei, it says, Nogu Shlolitin, Melech Mematza, V'nochan Adover. And the Rambo pipes up, I feel about the Eved Eish Lefer. Whoopee. Why be the Eved? Why should that be? Why should that be the Eved? So the question, why should it be the Eved? Pashtus is the Biolocha. The reason to ask the Eved is not because of Mechamim. How much is the Mechamim? Because it's considered made Paris. And made Paris with Mayim is a no-no. Mamar Lahakim. And he suggested the distinction between salt which comes from the ground, the quarry, and salt that comes from the sea. It comes from the sea, it's treated as mayim, not me'melach, and therefore it wouldn't be also be the Eved, perhaps. And if you'll tell me that there are more out of mind, that's the Eved, not because of me'peris, because of the heat, the excess heat of the what? Of the salt. Well, that's what he says to the Bri'alocha, we don't pass like him anyway. Because there are many, many posts in Mamekel against that. That's what he says to Shasas Chak, you can be Mamekel. That's a synopsis of the Bri'alocha. Tufnun Heis to pay, the Masal Noga. I didn't put on the Ma'am Makom, it was very long, and I want you to cover the current issues, which is really sort of a Shirayim from a while ago. But now the Rosh Simon Laman Aleph talks about the Indian of Lot, he's not kneading in the sun. It's enough for Gemara, you know, and the Pesachim Daf Mem Beis. Quote of the Shulchan Aruch and Tufnun Tes Sif Aleph. Please turn. Tufnun Tes Sif Aleph, the Machabe says, in Lashon, the Mokam HaShemesh, enough for the Gemara. We have a Unan, Osir, Tachas, Kolavir, Rakia, Mishav, the Yom, the Iva, Kula, Shim, again, enough for the Gemara. Not in Pesachim, now where is it? Yuma, Chav Chesim, and Beis. The Gemara quotes that phrase in our context, the Ishul Antolish. Take a look at our Gemara on the side, and look at Yuma, Chav Chesim, and Beis. That's the Sugi. That's the Sugi. The Alocha says this means a cloudy day. A really cloudy, the whole day is just cloudy. No sun at all. If it's a sunny day though, and has a passing cloud, then you don't say that Yom of the Eve of Kulashim. It's a passing cloud. And that shade of that passing cloud would be permissible to knead the dough. Wow. But the Minigla Hachmeh says the Mishnah Alocha because of the Ramos Gumra. What Ramos Gumra? The Ramos is followed. Tough, anyone have a place? Tufnun Tes Sif Aleph, the Ramos is like this. Okay, Nogul Izor Milolosh Hashem Neged HaKalon HaPasua Afilo Ein Shem Shemesh Shem Ayiye Meunon V'Lav Adate. Prepare to become cloudy and you're not going to realize it. If it's not cloudy, it's a northern exposure, it's a place where there's no sun, it's Mutter. The minute it becomes cloudy, the whole everything's open. You're not going to recognize, you're not going to realize it, so it's awesome. So for that reason, says the Mishnah Be'olam, even a passing cloud, before you turn around, it becomes totally cloudy, you won't notice it. So the mice, you can't need in the direct daylight. Oh, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that a little bit later. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, I can't understand. I just don't know what the words mean. Make it help me out. Says, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shashemesh Mechame Me'isa, the car of the Hachma. It's fine, now we know, it's a Gemara. That's Chok Yaakov. Shekol Sheena, here we go, to open the Chok Yaakov again. Shekol Sheena Miskari V'lolosh Memokom HaShemesh Mamish. The car of Mamish, you see, Miskari Mamish. Rak Shukoro V'el HaShemesh Ein Lohosh. And some Achronim HaMach were against him. What exactly is happening over here? I'm not exactly sure what the words mean. What's the machlekes over here?
How close to the center?
I read you the Chok Yaakov. Abba shalom b'makom HaShemesh mutar lolosh. V'lo chashin et shemi yeh me'unon. Kemen she b'makom b'gula. Tachas avir rakiya v'ad ha'yargish. It's the mechabashi. That's the Ramon. U'b'vura b'shasu poskin z'chol shem in the sky v'al HaShemesh mamish. Raksh Korah Vel HaShemesh Ein Lachosh. Only where it shines. Told the portion of Mavur, the local Rosh Yosef to Mephaktik with it. Okay, I'm sitting right over here. Is there daylight shining on me here? What do you say, yes or no? Yes? I thought the answer was no. I mean, it's so far from the window. All right, but that's shining on me. After some Zorach, in other words, if I sit, what I think is like this. If our room would be on the other side, we have northern exposure. Never, the sun never shines in this room, come on, because it's faces north. North blush is tougher than the Rabban HaKadosh. Hidden. There's, you don't find the sun in the northern exposure. So therefore, I thought this room was okay. Thank you. A little late. But if we had a room on the other side of the building, then I'm wondering, because then maybe if there's no sun, but this daylight sort of quote shining in, it's just, I don't know, is there a difference? Or maybe look where Arya is here. Arya, if you want to leave dough in your chair with a Haredish Amatzis, 990 a pound, I'd say no. Because you can see this a little bit coming in, quote unquote.
Maybe he's talking about where the star comes in, but it doesn't get the leisure, but it's still, if you're sitting in the window, it starts to
come in. Yeah, that's no good. That's sure no good. So in other words, when the sun is shining, we don't have the sun of it. We have to go to a different, like a trip across the hall, class trip. So we go, very often I say the sun light would go, say, you know, three boxes in to the sun. That day certainly can't take the matzahs. And the next three boxes, this korov l'shemesh, that's the machloekes. And the other half of the room, I don't know what exactly together between korov l'shemesh and no shemesh at all. Don't know. That's something that I'll ask you for your help. Okay, what about it? The fact that there's glass, the glass window, does that help at all? The Mishnah Brewer says, well, there are suchas in the chalon. Well, Chok Yaakov is mekil. Others say, what do you mean? It goes right through. What kind of business is that? That's what I thought. So the minhag is to cover the windows with shades when the sun is shining. That's the pasuk say. All right. No, we're talking. Oh, I don't know. What kind of? Well, that's right. It's true. But when did that stop? When did they start getting clear glass? Is that a recent invention? 100 years old? He is right. It depends what kind of glass they had in those years. When did this clear glass? Where's our scientists? Where's our chemists? Another world. So I don't know exactly when the clear glass began. I don't know. That's a shaila. He's talking about sardinim. I wonder how thick the sardinim are. So you take a sardinim. Sardinim is a sheet. It goes right through the sheet. That's something opaque. Like I have some of the hotels that are the opaque. Well, the tree sin in Eretz Yisrael. That's pretty opaque, you know. A little bit. Okay, I don't know exactly the details. Rabboshai, here's the most important thing of all. We saw the very last rush, became Yerosh and Nachal Nolosh Karl Matana Mechomat Esh. It's the biggest problem of all. The people are kneading the dough in a factory and it gets too hot because of the heat of the oven. It's the biggest problem. So the Mishnah Brewer speaks about that as well. Open to Mishnah Brewer, please, and Sivkot and Tess. The Machaba quotes it, Lo Yis Karav Lo Shek Latana Mechom Atana, quotes in the Rosh. And the Mishnah Brewer test, everyone have the place now? Page 111, the first white line. Hainu Pia Tanur, near the mouth of the oven. We've been studying on the Achorav, if it's on the side or behind the lesson, but no problem. Shinachom Gadol Kshom, not so hot there. Well, Vah, Rodem Erichu, but there are Maskanosim, who came to the Tanur, shall be Achorav, the main hot, the main furnace that heats the whole house. Well, Beit HaKorov is in the winter, they always live there. It's so freezing elsewhere. The whole house, the whole room gets hot. Also, Lolosh Kol HaKheder. You can't have central heating in a place where there's a matzah factory. Don't you think? Unless maybe on thermostats are different, I don't know. Elatzarech, Shalol HaSivu, clock out of freeze. The Amalisha. If Hisik also Yiftach Adela Sachalonis. Oh, okay, no problem. Open the doors to the windows and Shayt Yachol. If he then died, if he also Yolish. Why didn't he stop Tano? Rakshof for Kalayom, also Chom Harbe, for Kalabayas, Kankin also Lolish, for Kalos, for Bayas, for Kedis, for Sachalonis. Will be Kofra, Makol, if you're Indian. If I had a Koton, Makom Rav, if I had a Godel, Makom Ad, it all depends on the circumstances. Body heat. That's a good question. That's what Makel and body heat. Yeah. And I cannot, all depends on call opinion. You're right. Yeah, sorry.
Why is it a problem that you
can
use up the whole time
and then anyway? No, sir. 18 minutes is under ideal conditions, room temperature conditions. Once it gets hot, it's with Mahayala Hakmit. Don't have any 18 minutes anymore. Kosher. Okay, that was next week. Okay, all right. So that's the issue. It depends upon how big and how small and how hot the oven is, etc. Now, Bidi Yevon, what's it in? So the Mishnah Brewer writes, it's cotton yod. So with bated breath, I decided to look there. Because after all, how do you know the comparison? Because if you look at Sivkot Yud Aleph and the Sharat Din, Achronim, which is the din Zayala Farash, Milash Tachas HaShemesh. It should be the same din. So I was so nervous. What's going to be the din? I turned the page, and it says in Sipay, Rabosai, I turned two pages, page 114. Avra V'losha Tachas HaShemesh HaPas Muteres. I breathed a sigh of relief. So I looked in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkata, and Mem Aleph says, Umaskana Sachronim Lesser Bachila, Im Shok Okach Patama Chehukma Isa, who had been Beloshtama Patana Mubin Sif Aleph. Why did they ask her it? I had the Machabas Megil, the Machlokas, the Rosh, and the Rambam. So you have to ask her it. Even Beshoga the Sharatzi and said, so the bias is, and the bear goes, the Rambam could look at that's a rush to also. We saw the rush opposite. The bottom line is that even the Choma Tana is also, because Choma Kham is also also. Lefi Ani is Daisi Rabosai, though, after they say a piece of my own opinion, that the Mishnah Berurah is not necessarily right. Even according to the Mechava, who's Matir Choma Kham, you can still ask the Choma Tana. It's true the rush says that the Chen Yerosh, Yenoch, and Lolosh, Karol, the Tana, and Choma Ish. As if that's somehow derived from the Chama. But in my opinion, it's worse than the Chama. How hot does the Chama really get? Come on, the sun. I mean, you know, it adds 5, 10 degrees. But the Chama, what? But the oven adds more. I think the oven adds more heat to the room than the sun does, in my opinion. So even if the Mechaba is not in Sipay, you might ask the Matana. That's what I thought. Yes?
Very hot, let's say summer day, if the sun's in one area, really, really very hot.
They have
an
oven.
It's not that hot.
Okay.
It's not that hot.
It depends.
You start
in
the heat,
you're
in the oven back and forth.
If you're in 100 degrees today and the sun's shining brightly, it's like
120. 20 degrees difference in the sun? I don't think so. Maybe. Where's our scientist? How on a hot summer day, how much hotter than the sun in the shade? 20 degrees? Really?
Florida.
Okay, Florida. Eric smells like Florida. Eric smells like Florida. Don't argue about the sun with someone from Florida. They're the expert on the sun. That's if it's 90 degrees, it'll be 110 in the sun? At least. All right, so then I withdraw my statement. I'd like you to get me documentation about that. When you go home for pace, I speak. No, when you get to Florida, you ask the Chamber of Commerce, you know, those people down there in Miami. I want to know if it's 90 degrees in the shade, how hot is it in the sun? I want to know. And I don't want to, it can't be precise on a hot day. Okay. Well, the truth about it is it's on a spring day. We're talking about the spring. Ask for summer day for my curiosity. But then ask for the spring day. Yeah, the summer and the spring, well, it's very little in my opinion. It's only 5 degrees. And I think that the oven will make it even hotter. That's my opinion. We'll find out from Akiva when he comes back. Okay?
Spring in Florida.
Spring break. Ooh. Yeah. Beer, boozing, I don't know what's going on there in Florida now. I hope it's over by the time you get there, Akiva. Yeah. Come on, it's long. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'dah. We must get it because it's Nogel and Meister on Monday. I first have to come in at Big Bikiyim. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, you have to be able to, except not to be Yiddish, maybe. The Dash, the Yesh, and the Shalom is there. Yiddish, it may need you. A Bissel, all right. The Dash, the Yesh, and the Shalom is there. Go to open, the Yesh, man. Shebishosh, please, look inside. This is the most important thing of all. Shebishosh, Amatos, Biyodav, Alamakel, Lohoridon, Latanur. They're about to put it into the oven, the macaron also appears that it's near the mouth of the oven. Came showing, installed. Umis Yash and Beza Makal and Ichabatan, they discussed, where should I put it here, should I put it on top, on the bottom, on the side. Ogarua Yosim, it's the worst. Sheponim Roshim, they turn their head. Umis Sichim Ima Orchim, and they start talking to the other people around, what should we do? Ubenka Hamatim is Hamama Oud Kedegat Piatan. Bu Isur Gomur, if you have a Vura Khan. Again, all these things are the hakle from Makos Shemesim and Aleim Amatus the Pam of Pam. The other row of Chush Shemes Chamim Avi Makos Shem Tanner. Who Makos Zen is Chamim Amatus all Terem Shem Akrivo the Piatano. Who Bavon Oseinu Harabim Harbe Nichsholim Bozer. Not Karaidim and not
Manashevet, Shuva. But we have to check Haraitim on Monday and see what's going on over there. I assume that they know the Mishnah Berurah. They're not going to either turn around while they're in the middle of putting in. They're going to change the Machlos also. Yeah?
So maybe we shouldn't go over there.
We would talk to them while the guy cast the shovel. We won't talk to them while they're doing, while putting the thing in. But it's a very important, very critical Mishnah Berurah. Very, very important. Okay. Now, Rabbosai, the Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that a person who's doing the Lisha, Willow was expert in those days. Lo takbiya yodam and atana rachitikmar skolapas. You shouldn't pick your hand up at all. Rashi explains, the law must pay osekas bevotek kol shaw. Constantly, even for 1 second, that's the rashi of Machabas in the vase. Lo yanichu isa velo esek afilu rega echot. Even for a minute, who could pirish Rashi as the, as the beer bear goes, it's a Pirish Rashi. It's a Pirish Rashi. Is there another Pirish? Let's turn to the Ron. Turn to the Ron for a minute. Yeah, it's the Shear Mill. The famous Shear Mill, 18-minute mountains. Well, that we'll see soon. That's a big question that applies over here. It's a major question. Right, the Zohar City. We'll see that very soon. That's right. That's right. So Rash, the Ran says, Dorish Rava, Ishalo, Tolish Lo Bachama, Shachom Hashemesh Machame Ma'isa Vacham Tosa, Lo Bamayim Agruf, Virish of Avazi Dal Mayim Shanishu Lo Bayo, Recall of Agruf, Lo Mashatami Surim of Nation, Mishamim Mishash Shivos, Nights and Wasses, the Rachamayim and the Gurun, Mora and Ishbar of Sloim, Shemisham Agruf of Elosh, Nachal Kisho, Girafov. U.S. Devorah. Now, this I told you before, the Rosh, that's why the Rift asked Mayim Shlalano with the Eved against Rashi. He didn't have the gear to group the Muliar, which Rashi had, which means in an urn. Lo takbiya yodam in atana at shetirik maras hapas. Pirish Rashi's out. But they are seconds of batik kol shah. Veloni ira. Shim kein ayol aloma lo takbiya yodam in a'isa. Not min atanur. Good question. The kach nirish and chachamim osro aleha shlo tasik b'dvar ma'cherim klal shlo timoshech acharen lo tzadaktek b'shir shiat shalisa. That's what it means. You don't get involved in conversation and other things. You start to write a letter. Avalo osro aleha shlo tasik b'inyan atan or ben tayin. It's okay if you're gonna play a little with the oven itself. It should circle shapat and what's the structure. Uvad shlo tisha yosim b'kashir. Presumably the shir is middle. The fichol takbiya yodam and ataner kolom alo in a rasha lasik b'dvarim achem alo etz shel tater. Don't start writing. Don't make a phone call. It's only 1 minute, Rabbi. Only 1 minute. Yes. What do you want? Oh yeah. Okay. What? Where? Who? For? I only want after 20 minutes. Come back. Chometz. It's only 1 minute. Yeah. I only want. My attendant was 1 minute, but my friend has 5 questions. Shiduchim and this and that and whatever. Chometz. I didn't realize. So they have a dog. Distract yourself. Only involve yourself in matters pertaining to the baking. But it's no chiyuv to constantly move around the dough. That's the Rashi against Rashi. Yes?
According to Rashi, it's there, it's not a minhag chametz. It wouldn't matter what the reason is.
And achinav, but the Chazal say you shouldn't get involved in anything else because we're afraid of going to come to the shiva. The shear of mill. Could be. And the Gemara says, one more Nakuda. The Gemara says, Rabbosai, Utsricha Shnei Kalim. When did Shnei Kalim before? The Gemara says, there's a riff quoted over here. When did Shnei Kalim before? No. Yeah, the riff is like the rod. What did the riff say? It's like, Bia Yodam and Atanak, Asher Tigmar, Zapas, Lomalot, it's Asik, Vidover, Acher, Vataniach, Isa, Mosh, Mashu, like the rod. Srila Shnei Kenan Shemaim, Acha Shemekatefes Bo, Vi Acha Shemetanenes Bo, Es Yod Deho. One which you, what's Mekatefes mean? Smear water on the matzah, dabbing the matzah with water. And the other one you need to
cool, you get hands off. The hands shouldn't become too hot. That's what it says. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siv Gimel, the Tufnun test. Isha shehi losha he mekatevis b'mayim lo tekate b'olsa mayim shemetanevis b'am yodel. If you're using the water to cool off your hands, you may not use that same water to put on the matzah. That's what the Mechaber phrases. So the Mechaber says that what? That if you do this, if you have a habit of kituf, you need two kelim. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's first see the Rav. Rav the Harish. Zvicha shnei kelim. Says the Rav. Efshar shalochibu chachon meshet tzanen shadel. You don't have to put your hand in cold water. No. Elalo mashe'im katefes b'mayim. If you are the kind of a kneader that has a habit of spritzing water on the extra water from your hand onto the dabbing the water onto the matzah, then what? Shalot katef b'yosin mayim meshem tzanen shadel shadel. Meshem tzchamim u'machmit meshem isa. Aber kol she'ena v'katevet v'mayim lo itzrichu ha l'daktek im yodeo kama meltonim she'en chashash chimash v'kav v'chein no agud. It's no need to constantly put your water in cold hands in cold water because of the body heat, the heat that the hands heat up because they're close to the area of the bank. No! Only if you're going to do kisa flavor. That's how the Ron phrases it. The Mechab is mashma. U'kipira sharan, the Vera Gola said. Is there a different interpretation? Pashtus, yes. But look at Rashi. Rashi does not seem to agree with this interpretation. Rashi says, Shemetanez boyodeo, also shemekatefet bohen, vishanamos michom yodeo vahisa. I don't know. Could be Rashi not moving the other way, the other sheet. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, though, you see the different opinions. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, please. Give a look at Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Chof Hei. The Tzorach Lassan and Ayadayim Mishat Lishol Lechatchila. It says Rashi. Did Rashi say that beferish? The Mayim Mishchamim Meirovo Esik Mishchamim Yisim Mei Ayadayim. Did Rashi say that beferish? You have to do it no matter what, whether you're from the Makatrim or not from the Makatrim. Do you see that in Rashi Beferish? Huh? Let me ask you about it. He calls Rashi. Did Rashi say so Beferish? I kept saying Rashi because I saw the Mishnah Berurah called Rashi. But did Rashi really say it? That every single baker has to always put their hands in water. Some say it's only prohibited, you only have to wash your hands if you are a baker. If you're a full-time kneader, you never go near the mouth of the oven, your hands aren't warm. That's what the Rambam says. So we have two shittos. The Ran, you only have to cool off your hands if you're going to do a subsequent kitu. You're going to dab water on the mat. The Rambam, you don't have to cool off your hands if you put your hands in the fire. Suppose you're a full-time kneader in a back room or, you know, significant distance away. Elokim yechaber ba'adeinu, the Rizvoyez. May God forgive us. Can you imagine that? We're not doing a proper cooling up of the hands. Atadeka. Wow. That's what the Ritzvot Machmiyot. Wow. So that's the question over here. In Chav Zayin, in Mishnah Berurah, please. He says, Ramos is the meal of Arba, but Lot Sinai Yodea Mutter, but the evidence Mutter Ramam says. What this is the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, in Arba, but Kotva, Tamas, the Mayim, Shit Sinai Yodea, Gakken there is the Chavad Mutter, but the evidence. That, the age post in the Sphilu, the Lot Matzuchin and Klaal, Asani Yodea, Mishas Lisha, Afilu the Chathila, but Sphilu the Sayyadah, the Chathila, the Mosul, Shalosha, Ofa Gamkein. That's the Rambam. Is that the Ran too? Is that the Ran said that way? I don't know about the Ran. The Ran said that. I don't see Ran or Rashi. I see the Sharat C and see. I don't see the source. The Ran or Rashi. I'm a little bit confused. When the Kumil called the Minig Shalola, called him the staff. Of the Margesha and the Schamu Yodelu Kuliyama Tzarech Asane. Afilu Bistam Tov Lachatkila Akhman Tekein Udaz Kama Rishonis. Ukanal. This canal. I guess he's quoting his Rashi that he has. I don't see where the Rashi is. The tour. You have this fancy tour? No. Give me this tour, please. Check it up to the bottom one. You don't mind. Down here, I have it. Thank you very much. Take a look. The tour is tough to non test. You have to have seen it all the time. I wonder what's done in a math class. In a handbaker. We'll see who gets it.
What's what?
So how often do they wash their hands?
You need to wash your face in a minute.
Hold on.
Wash your face in a whole cycle.
He argues with the Rambam. Rambam lashav often is wrong. Any yisheshi lashav has to keep her hands cool. The other family if she's the katefa subsequently. Hold on a second. 1 minute. Okay, Diane. Now, Rabotai. Okay. Here, the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Beis has a line which is shocking. Really a shocking line. The first line on page 112. A shocking line. V'achashin is asked b'botek min eschamein b'yadayim. If you have dough which is completed, and somehow some a little bit of heat from the hand, it becomes chametz immediately. That's a mind-boggling statement. It becomes chametz immediately. So how do you handle this? So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says don't get so excited. Immediately. The Mechavik, the Mishnah Berurah Yudches, Miyad Yachmet, Lufizet Tzarech Lizor Ma'od. The Yachash Aruchah Viridu Amatzah Menichem Osa Lefnei Amenakir Shiyanakir Osa Miyad. It makes it like the holes. You go, you know, the Matzah have those little, what, how do you say, what's it? Preparation. V'gamachar Aniku Yiru the Redos of Teichel V'tana, whoop, right into the oven. Came in the Lachash and Nisazku Bo Machmet Miyad Shemisalkin Esa Yadayim Imenu. The minute you take your hands off, it's right away, it's going to come coming. V'olam Ein Nisarom V'dekolkah. Doesn't mean literally miyad right away. It's impossible. As opposed to a mill. Ideally, as soon as the dough is needed, right into the oven. Shouldn't even wait for a sec. Says the Bir Aloha like this. Where does this come from, this thing? Where did it come from? Because everyone with me in the Bir Aloha, everyone has it signed in front of you, no? Because there's ever Tshuva Tzarash.
And the Mordechai said it by the Bayis Cham of Piatana. That I understand. Bayis Cham and Piatana we already discussed. That we understand very well. A lot of heat. Here's he was talking about dough and lukewarm temperature in room temperature with no heat. If he's there, Tom said, fourth line. Chosel Rosh Gamkin, but Bosik Rachashin is asked about the who Gamkin Cham. They read, but you're Asik Bos. Gamkin Rachas Biyad. Was feel that Bezer lo shir chom and mil. Shir the mil is not the Gemara, but Bosik Rachalish also. Called him, she read it also. Talisha Gufa and a Mechaim and Meisa Barabik Kuliyam. He had a verse. The dough itself was not so hot. When you do read it, what's read it to me? Flatten it out. When you make a big dough, it's not so hot. The minute you flatten it out, it gets hot. That's the Russian assumption. Vihine, after the breakfast. After being Gesvar Sarah Omba Mordechai Lomatina Mishacholik Aleim, as far as a hot house with the oven. Okay, Bedina the Botek, Lakash and Saskabo, the Nakhada Rush, was seen in the Rambam and Apostle the Pligiolov. Look at the Rambam, who says, there's always a sheer mill, even after the Asikbo. Perish a Rambam. Shuva Saraj, the name of the Ramban. Also not a problem. Till sheer mill. Dr. Moshe has to cash against himself. Right? So he has to cash against himself. How can it be? He doesn't know why that comes, don't bring the dark emotion. And he doesn't know why the dark emotion, why the Rabbi quoted the Chuvah Sadesh, we'll see in a minute, which contradicts the Rosh that the Mechaber brings in the next line. Unless you say the last two lines of the Bir Halacha, that the dark emotion backed out, that the Rosh holds, and we see it in the Basik Eschav. Otherwise not. Dina the Mechaber Lav is Tam Yisuskoy. Only Rono Hajish Nischam and Mikomo from Sarachin. The Kitzur, what the Bir Halacha is doing is almost arguing with Shulchan Aruch. Just about. Says no one else holds like him, and only the only part of it is definitely hot. Otherwise, he can't survive. I wonder what they do in the bakeries about this. We'll see soon. We'll get to it. Lach Sheminakim Vehem Amatzis. For I am people God and Sheminakim Lefavim Lived Up Veliros Gama Marida. That's the makel, shovel or spatula. Shemachnisim Ba Amatzis Taner Im Ein Olei Abotek Lefavim Yis Derakom Nidbek Olei Abotek Gemal. So Bashata, see on a base called Isa V Isa the Nakosa, between each and every dough. I'm in the top line of the second column. Yapa Bishan Shon Shir Mil Bain called Isa V Isa, Benim to Shabbat Gadaluk Bakam and a Shah below Yasek, Apa Pike and the Khathila Tsarak Lizar Baka, Ukanal the Siv Bait. What's the Siv Bait? We'll have to come back, but let's look at that now before I forget. Siv Bait, what is saying Siv Bait? We only read the first line of Shulchan Aruch. Read it again. Le'anichu ha'isa b'lo esik afil ha'regachat. Abba kol t'masha m'sasin b'o afil ha'kol ha'yom. Ein ha'machat. This is enough for the Gemara. Le'anichu b'lo esik shi'ur mil ha'vei chavit. Shi'ur mil ha'vei revi'is shah v'chel ha'gesim na shah. A quarter hour and a 20th of an hour. What's a quarter of an hour? 15 minutes. What's a 20th of an hour? 3 minutes. What's 15 plus 3? 18. That's 18 minutes. By the way, we pointed out a long time ago, as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat Tetzvav, some say it's 23 or 24 minutes. We should say 22 and a half minutes.